The mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, has left many on edge as the FBI expands its investigation of Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, the husband and wife team who carried out last week's deadly attack. Dave Bowditch of the FBI says the Bureau still has a great deal of work ahead of them.
This investigation is massive in scale. Everyone knows that. We have conducted between, I would say, well over 400 interviews by now of people around this city, and we'll continue to do as many interviews as necessary for this.
People in nearby Redlands are especially anxious after finding out their city was home to the shooters. As the FBI continues to dig into the couple's backgrounds, people in Redlands are struggling to understand how this could have happened in their backyard. Matt Gillum of member station KVCR has this report.
Birds chirp and people are out shopping along State Street, the quaint downtown boulevard in Redlands lined with boutiques and restaurants. The mostly affluent city has a small-town charm that has been deeply shaken. Nestled next to a pizza shop is Jane Meyer's clothing store. The killer's connection to Redlands has her ill at ease.
I don't think I can process it. It's really, really difficult for me. As a mother, as a business owner, I mean, I want to hug my children, but they're not here. They grew up in Redlands. I came here because it was such a safe place. I feel totally different today.
Just up the street from Myers is the Patio Barbershop. It's been a town fixture for half a century. Outside, smoking a cigarette, is owner Edward Varela.
You would never think it would happen out here because there's really no attraction for anything like that. But yeah, it hit us right at home too. But here it is, black and white, man, right in front of you.
But he says it may make sense that the killers set up the attack in Redlands.
I can see that people would choose a place like Redlands to do stuff only because it's a quiet little place. Nobody really bothers anybody out here.
Just a mile from the Norman Rockwell scene of downtown Redlands is where the shooters lived. On the same quiet and innocuous street lives Drew Dixon. The Caltrans worker moved to the area about a year ago from Arizona.
I mean, before I came out here, I did my research and I didn't want to be close to the big city, LA or San Diego or anything like that, and I chose Redlands. I mean, very low crime rate. Like I said, people walk their dogs at night around here, you know what I mean? And it's that safe.
Dixon says the attacks and revelation of the terrorist almost next door hasn't soured him on his new home.
This is where I wanted to be, and this is still where I want to be. It's still, even after this, it's still going to be a great community.
While Dixon sounds resolute, back on State Street, Jane Myers wavers.
I've traveled all over the world. In my former job, I went to New York, I don't know, 16 times a year. I've never felt as unsafe as I feel now.
She reflects that this weekend the city went ahead with its Christmas parade as planned, and she brightens.
I think we won't be scared very long. I think we will continue our lives, and we will not let them get us down. We can't.
For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in San Bernardino.